Yeah, so if you're super nosy like I am, I think you're gonna like this episode.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
So yeah, these are actually my favorite kind of podcast to listen to and honestly create. Welcome back, my inbox besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com. And as always, I am super excited to be in your ear holes today. Now, I got this idea straight from the Sunday Morning Jumpstart podcast by Jess of over at No Real Jewelry over on Instagram. If you're not listening to our podcast, you should. It's hot fire. I absolutely love it. I usually don't listen on Sundays, to be honest with you. It's usually a Monday morning thing for me. And I just love that podcast. And what she does is every single week she started highlighting one of the listeners. So basically you slide into her DMs, you leave a little audio message of something amazing that happened to you this week, whether it was big or small, something that's sort of making you feel like a boss, something that you're excited about, you know, whether it's your kids sleeping through the night, you finally launched your blog, you made your first dollar or your first affiliate sale, and she features the audio and you get to give a shout out like your URL and your Instagram handle. And I want to start doing that for you guys. So all you need to do is look me up over on Instagram, Kate_Doster. There's a link to it in the show notes. It's a picture of me jumping now. I've since changed my background. I love it, that one. And go ahead and slide into my DM. So just go ahead and hit direct message. Down at the bottom, there should either be a plus sign or you should just see a microphone. Go ahead. It can be like one or two of the little microphones that they give you. They give you about a minute to actually chat and tell us what you are most excited about in your business and blog, any victories that you have. It just doesn't have to be email marketing related, although of course I would absolutely love that. Make sure that you leave us your Instagram handle and your URL as well with that message, so that way I can include them in the show notes and get you more exposure. And then you can say you were technically featured on this podcast. How cool is that? So guys, without further ado, let's go ahead and thank our tool of the week, which was a really big help in planning all the stuff that I'm doing for May and June. And then we'll dive right into all the juicy details.
If I walked over to your laptop, how many tabs are I see open? 1, 2, 27. And let's be real, you're probably listening to this podcast with one earbud in and you're driving or doing the dishes, but secretly you're mapping out your next new course, which will definitely propel you to six figures and beyond. Unlike those eight other half-finished stinker courses that are just clogging up your hard drive on your computer, those things are going nowhere. But then you remember you haven't actually done a blog post in like 2 months. So you should probably do that. But your traffic's like 5, so that really doesn't matter that much. Especially since you're now getting the red arrow of death from your Facebook business page. So clearly you now need to do a live, but you got to clean up the house and make sure that the kids aren't around and get that done. So then maybe you'll go back to the course. But then I don't know about the blog post, but like, it's really going to be that effective. And then you just get so frazzled and so overwhelmed that you're just like, screw it. I'm watching the Gilmore Girls again. Hashtag Team Jess forever. The problem is that you're trying to run your business from a pretty notebook that you got from Target that you've lost, and the scrap pieces of paper that you now use to kind of make up for it, which have a never ending to-do list that never gets done because you're so scattered. What you need is a simple system that was created for somebody like you, an uber passionate, super scattered, shiny object prone creative entrepreneur with a passion for business, but organization's not really your strong point. Created by somebody who actually gets it. The most anti-type A personality that there is. Me. What you need is Trelling for Traffic. Trelling for Traffic is literally your business in a box. See, unlike that pretty notebook that we still can't find, Trelling for Traffic actually comes with boards and workflows that you can use to run your business. I'm talking about breaking down everything into the nitty-grittiest smallest parts so nothing slips through the cracks. Everything from what you need to do when with a mega launch to how to use Pinterest without actually having to pay for a scheduler. And of course, my favorite, how to plan out your quarter, week, and day. Because if I'm looking at everything in my week, I'm going to skip around. That's why my day board is my favorite. Now, to get your hands on all of these 22 boards and 15 workflows, which have been called life-changing by not one, but several of the 100 students that invested in this course the first 3 days it was open. Craziness, right? Head on over to trellingfortraffic.com. That's trellingfortraffic.com. And guys, I didn't even tell you the best part. It's only $24. Isn't your sanity worth $24? Especially when I'll give you that recognition and revenue that your business deserves. So head on over to trellingfortraffic.com right now.
So it's sort of like already sort of spoiler alert, sort of talked about more things that I want to incorporate in May and June in general. And that is really making you guys a bigger part of this community because you're the reason why I do what I do. So I'm going to be starting asking for more reviews. So pause, y'all, and leave me a review so that way we can rank higher on iTunes so that way more people can see it. Honestly, guys, when you share a podcast with your business besties and your blogger buddies and they find it and they love it and they get great tips from it, then they're gonna like you better. Like, you kind of like get up a notch. So go ahead and like mic yourself up a notch. If you're listening to this over on iTunes, there is actually any particular episode that you listen to. If you hit the three little dots by it, it'll say share, and you can share out a particular episode with people that you think you can listen to. You can snap a picture over on Instagram of you listening, all this greatness. I realize that this episode probably isn't one that you're going to share with a lot of people because it's more of like us chatting, like I've got my coffee, it's more behind the scenes stuff, but definitely those super practical episodes, like episode number 71, there'll be a link to in the show note, the, you know, how to pump out content like a content machine on that one, the one about, you know, the secrets to how to actually grow your email list last week, number 87. Of course, we have a super fan favorite, episode number 45, 4 automated emails everyone must send to their list, business and bloggers. I'll put a link to all those in the show notes, but people absolutely love those episodes, as they should. And spoiler alert, number 45, that episode is something we're going to talk about in this list. So I have to be real with y'all. I was not really one for planning that far in advance. You guys know, we've talked about this. I, just like you guys, have my moments where I'm like super detailed, really planned. I do like calendar blocking. That's where like you look at every day of the week and like every hour and you like put something in every hour. And that just, it did not jive with me. I'm being like aggressive and like getting at it and like being up at 5:30 and all that stuff. And like, like very sort of like masculine-y stuff. Like I tried and it's just not me. And it's like, but I never considered myself very feminine either. So I was just kind of like, what do I do? So what I have conspired and what has been working for me lately has been really just sort of allowing myself to mix both sides of me, like that super woo-woo, super flowy, mindset-y stuff. Wouldn't call it personal development if like the word mindset sets you off. Just call it like personal development side of stuff. And a little bit more of the practical and the actually planning part of this thing. So I do not like to plan my stuff to a T. I do like to know, like I know myself where if I'm just like have a wide open week, like nothing will happen. So I need to give myself like some type of like project or like end kind of goal that I want to work on. But when I have that stuff done and if I can finish it by Tuesday, then I have the whole rest of the week to do whatever I want. And so like creativity flows, but I still feel productive. And it's all about for myself, really like feelings is a really big motivator in my business now. So we're going to talk about some different goals that I have for May and June, just really things that I'm working on, projects, however you want to go ahead and define them. So I've got like my personal development, like my relationship and my fitness, and we'll talk about those a little bit. And then I actually have the business goals. So this is like for the next 2 months. Usually I just do it month by month, but I'm giving myself the freedom and space that if I need it to take a little bit longer than the 5 weeks that are in May, which is pretty sweet, there's an extra week in this month, then like that's perfectly okay. It's just really in my head, July, I want to, I'll be honest with you guys, not like hop on my computer like at all. So obviously I'm still going to be going into my community, especially for Love Your List. It's my signature course, as you all know. So like I'll be bebopping in there a couple of times a week, but like that community, like they're on fire with helping each other. So I feel like it's okay if I step back just a tiny bit, but still make sure that I'm not like, hey guys, I fell to the face of the earth. But I want to not have to record a podcast in July. I want my revenue to still be amazing in July. Like, I don't want to have to sit in my computer. I, like, get to. Because I was always, like, last summer was a really, really rough summer for you guys. Like, if you're longtime listeners, like, I thought my business was exploding. I had so much pressure. My grandmother had passed away, took a lot of ownership and responsibility over that. Like, I didn't, you know, like, hurt her or anything. But, you know, when you're the one who doesn't have a real job, a lot of this stuff gets put on you and it's just, it's a lot. And so this summer, I really want to spend a lot of quality time with my kids and not have to worry about money, which I don't, yay, and not have to worry about like, oh, I want to do this and I want to do this and I want to do this. I wanted to let stuff be really sort of flowy and organic and know that all of my bases are covered and that all of my new besties and all the other people that are finding me on Pinterest and Instagram and Facebook, they're all well taken care of as well. So we'll go ahead and we'll just talk really about like fitness and body goals because that's really short and sweet. And that's not really what we talk about here on this podcast. But as some of you guys have noticed, it seems like I am sick every 3 weeks. So I'm really focusing on working on building my immune system. And by sick, I mean like a cold. So I understand that my kids are in kindergarten and in first grade and they go to public school and they were at home with me or my husband. I retired my husband like when the kids were around like two or three. So like they never had daycare. And like, sure, like we took them to things like the YMCA and all, but like, so their immune systems were a little bit weak. Again, like nothing like super serious, but like really building that up. So that's what I've been focusing on, like fitness wise, is really looking at nutrition in a different way. Not like, oh, like I have to diet or I can't have carbs or any of that, but more like a scientist, like, hey, if I eat this food, how does it make me feel? I'm really looking into more like anti-inflammatory type of diets and immune system building. Like, that's what I'm working at. But like, if I want to eat a piece of cheesecake, I'm going to eat it. But like, I'm trying to like really incorporate a lot of veggies and like clean eating and sort of work on like the personal development, like mindset stuff of like sort of stepping into like that person like that I want to be next. Not that like this person isn't great and like I love me and I love Kate and I love all this stuff. And we talked about this on our Double Dog Dares episode, Double Dog Dare 23. I believe that we talked about sort of like these dates with yourselves. Oh, maybe it's 24. It might have been 24. Where it's like, it's okay to want to iterate and change and grow. So like, what do I want to grow into is what I should say. Not like what the next level me is, because I hate that term. And so I want to have someone that has a lot of energy and not waking up feeling like crap. And I really do feel like getting my fitness game on point and getting up and moving around from the computer more consistently is really going to help with that. So that's really what my goal is. I started really tiny small where it's like every Monday I go to the gym regardless. Rain, snow, doesn't matter. I mean, in real time, it's springtime now. But like, at least I know if I work out, not at all, I at least work out on Mondays. And I'm going to be slowly incorporating like Wednesdays and then maybe like Fridays. Because when I try to do that, you know, I wake up every single day at 5 and I go to the gym every single day at 5. Like it wasn't working. And I had some people, like what ended up happening is like I was meeting a friend and that was really good. And then I got super sick and then we couldn't go. And then we just sort of fell off the wagon. And so I'm like, let me start off small. And I told her like, if she wants to show up, that's fine. I told my husband he could if he wanted to, but like, that's what I'm going to do. Just Mondays. If I at least go on Mondays and like do a really hard workout, I'm good. And by hard, I mean lifting weights. So that's that. The other thing that I'm really working on, and this sort of does fall into business because I feel like personal development is so interlaced with running a business. It's really working a lot on mindset. I know everyone's like rolling their eyes. They're like, Kate, this isn't supposed to be fluffy. But I told you that this was like us chilling and talking. And like, I want to make sure that you're planning out your May so that way it can be the most profitable, the most fun, the most light and airy. Or maybe it's you just want to be in a season of I work and hustle. And that is fine. But I want you to know where you're going at the end of all of this. So really what I've been working on a lot with my mindset is just like weird, funky things that come up. Like I was just talking to my best friend about this. And since we're best friends, I can tell you about this. We were talking about that weird stigma of like, if you don't work hard for something, you can't get it. So like she is in an MLM and every so often they'll run like bonuses where it's like, you know, one teammate will count as two. Again, I'm not really too into the MLLs, but my MLMers will get it. So like anytime they're running these promotions, when it should be easier for her to get further ahead in her company because she really does love it and she believes in the product, she doesn't do anything. But like if it's just like a normal month or like people are like, oh, like nobody ever signs up in the summertime, she like is amazing. And so she was trying to like, we were trying to work through ourselves because we coach each other about like, why did we have this incessant need to make things hard? Like, why did I have to prolong how long it was taking me to create like core stuff? And why do I have to take so long like writing these podcast videos and like creating like Instagram posts and story posts and like all that stuff? Like, what was it that made me feel like I had to make things hard? And like, could I flip the script on that and say that my goal should be how can I make this as easy and effective as possible without stressing myself out? And I'm like, that's a really interesting dynamic. Like, how easy can I make stuff? So for me, it was a little bit of that money mindset of like guilt sort of thing. Cause it's like, oh, you know, those poor kids that are making like iPhones and chemical factories. And like, you know, I came from blurry blue cross background, like my grandparents and stuff like that. But I'm like, now that I sort of have this privilege that they gave me, again, every set of generation sort of builds and builds and builds. Like, I feel like if I can be an example to you guys to show, especially like with selling, y'all know that I don't sell things y'all buy for me. And I want that for your audience as well. Cause just like, I don't need to, I just need to present you with all their information so you make the best decision for you. And that's the way that we sell here on Unbox Besties. So I'm like, what if I could start challenging myself and really accepting that it's not being lazy, it's actually being smart to actually do this and to be a better role model and not really glorify the hustle. So again, still doing stuff, but still sort of like incorporating that. So I'm really sort of over in the next, you know, May and June, really sort of diving in to those internal stories, whether like rewriting the script, not trying to be so controlling, which actually will get into number two on my list of businessy stuff, which is probably what you're listening to. And you might have fast forwarded already for this point, but like, here's what I'm working on business wise in May and June. So this list is a little bit longer than I would do for an actual month, but it's still only like 5 items for the record. And there are some pretty good ones on here. So the first thing, and this is again, super practical guys, is I want to work on finishing up all of the content that I have for Love Your List. So Love Your List 2.0, it is my signature course where we cover everything from conversion content to funnels to welcome series to freebies that sell and serve. There's a whole module on copywriting that I actually want to add more to because I just can't stop to it. So I got sick, as we already talked about, that I was having some health issues. So I need to like revamp a little bit of the content module and then just sort of leave it alone. So I'm trying to like instill that belief that I can leave stuff alone. And I had like one, like a couple little sets of videos for stuff about newsletters that I still need to work on. And there's some like tech on the back end that we needed to figure out, myself and my team, which we'll talk about that in a second. So I want to be like finished content creation wise with Love Your List. It's done. It's an amazing asset. It was way underpriced. As I'm looking at it this last launch, I'm like actually looking at all the content that people got. I'm like, oh man. So I do think that while I'm never going to revamp it as much as I did between this first iteration and the second one, because that first one was more of a beta last year, I do think that I might at some point, like down the road, create like a Love Your List sort of roadmap. So I was like, hey, if you want to work on this, listen to these videos. I'm going to require everyone listen to the copywriting module. They have no choice. It is just like you need to. There's nothing else there. But like, I'm going to probably work on ways to make it get flowier. And I'm just sort of, you know, noticing things that are coming up with my community and like where people are stalling and all that sort of stuff. So it's just really about, you know, making sure that I get people through this program and getting results. They're getting amazing results. Even if they seem teeny tiny, they just build and build and build. And I'm so unbelievably excited. So that's really what it is. Again, still being present in that community. I'm always going to be there. My ultimate goal for the summertime, guys, I'm not quite sure if we talked about this, but when I actually sat down to say like where I really wanted, I didn't really know what I wanted for May. I know it sounds sort of odd, even though that's what we're talking about, but I knew what I wanted for July. And like July Kate, again, talking about like that next iteration, July Kate wanted to not have to worry about things in her business. She wanted like all of the podcast episodes to be taken care of for you guys. So know that you're there. She wanted all of her content done. She wanted her funnels going in the background. So you're going to notice a lot of this list is all accomplishing the goals that I have for July, because personally, likewise, I want to have a really amazing summer with my family. Meaning it's not that I want to like shut off the computer and forget about you guys, because I can't. Like, I just can't. Like, I have to create, I have to interact with you guys. Like, I have to be with you because it's just what fuels me. Like, this is my art. But I didn't want any have-dos to be on my plate this summer. And I really wanted to almost sort of train myself of stepping back a little bit. Like, I don't have to be here, you know, Monday through Friday and some Saturdays and some Sundays, like, because I sneak it in like in a couple pockets on the weekend. I originally was like, oh, well, I'll just work like in the mornings and then, you know, I'll have all afternoons with my kids. And I was like, you know, I'm really going to challenge myself, especially in July, to see like, can I only like step into my business for a couple hours, like 2 days a week, and see what's going on. So that's where it really comes into those automations, into training some support staff and all that sort of stuff. And realizing that like everyone has that option. And like, I didn't have that option for a very, very long time. And so we'll talk a little bit about what to do if you're not in that space, but I'm still going to challenge you to see if you can step away even just one extra day from your business. So say you've got like really great boundaries and like Saturday and Sunday, it's just for our family. I'm going to challenge you, you know, maybe during the summertime, if you, you know, are running your business from home or you're a stay-at-home parent with a side hustle, can you give yourself Wednesdays off guilt-free? Like just guilt-free. You do nothing businessy related on Wednesday besides being present with the people that you love. And I don't know, maybe if you don't have a family, which is fine, maybe it is friend day, maybe it is Netflix day. But I'm going to challenge you to give yourself one extra day off per week this summer. I think that's really a great challenge. Again, a little mindset for me, a little businessy stuff. So all of this was sort of getting towards that ultimate goal, okay? The other thing, guys, that I'm going to be working on is being a better leader. Like I said, it's all going to that core desire of wanting to not feel guilty around not working super duper really hard. So being a better leader, I have, even though I'm a fly by the seat of my pants kind of a girl, I totally have control issues, shall I say. I don't know if it's like perfectionism or if I had some weird mindset around like money, not being able to get my investment and like people counting on me. But then I realized like everyone that I hire is freelancers. It's not like I have actual staff. So like they can go get other clients. I know that sounds odd. So the Kate Delster staff right now, I've had a VA that's been in the Philippines for a little while. She really does like Pinterest, like graphic design, filling out my Tailwind account, that sort of a stuff. So it's not a very high level player, guys. And it was like $5 a week, like per hour rather. And I found her through a client that I had, because I've been talking about how I wanted to start outsourcing a little bit. So I'm trying to be a better leader in figuring out how to best utilize her skills and her skill set. Again, always reassessing. I like her very much. She's very nice and very punctual. Like, you know, is she an actual asset to my business, even though it's like $25 a week or not? So sort of that. But I've recently taken on somebody who I bet some point will become a number two in my business. I don't know if it's necessarily an employee, because I don't think she could ever be anyone's employee. But she's helping out with the podcast. She's helping out with some graphics and all that sort of stuff. So it's really about looking at like, you know, like KPIs, key performance indicators. So that way, like, she knows that she's being productive and like I know that she's being productive and just like all of that greatness. So it's like actually getting into her stuff on time, which I totally didn't for this episode, and all of that juiciness. So that's really what like number two is. Now, I've been debating about, again, with this person I have, you know, with the podcast and the design and like all that sort of stuff, you know, where we want to be vision-wise in the future. I do know that at some point, I haven't gotten there yet. Perhaps we'll test run it in June, but I can't do it in May because I don't have the bandwidth to want to do it, about letting go of my inbox. So again, it's more so about making sure like support emails. And like I have a little like chat box on my membership site so people can get a hold of me. So at some point we might have to have something with staff, you know, somebody to help with, you know, failed payments and stuff like that. Since now we have way more students, we have the most generous payment plans out there. So things of like that nature, like very like admin-y stuff. But if you are not at that spot where you like have somebody to outsource this to, which I completely understand, or you're like me and you're like, do I really want to tip my toe in the water? Oh my goodness, what am I going to do? I consider everything in my house, like in my head, like a test trial. So it's like, even though like I've been working with a VA for the Philippines for a couple of months now, like in my head, it's still like, okay, well, if this month doesn't work out, I just won't react. You know what I mean? Same thing with the person that I'm testing out like right now. Like, okay, like obviously like I re-upped for a second month. I feel like the first month was a hot mess express. But like in my head, I'm like, okay, we're definitely going to give this like, you know, 3 months. We're going to like work and tweak and all that sort of stuff. And then we'll like reassess. So there's sort of that aspect of just being a better leader, being a better hirer, all that sort of stuff. Almost like I don't want to go into CEO mode because for me, like that sounded stuffy. And so maybe that's an issue that I have to work on because I've been a solopreneur for so long. But it was more so about making things easier for myself so that way I can show up better for you guys. Because if I'm stressing about like all these things, like, oh my goodness, like I need to create like 8 more pins so I actually get some traffic and all this stuff. And oh, I forgot my Tailwind account. Like that's not going to help. So that's really where I've tried to been, is that's where I've been sort of bringing on the support staff. And I understand, like I said, that not everyone's in that business. And sometimes I honestly feel that the hiring process was more a confidence issue that I actually had. I claimed that it was because I was a perfectionist. It wasn't. It was like, it was confidence. Just like straight up, it was. like pot calling the kettle black, it was. So that's just something to think about. And maybe for you guys, it's going to be completely different. Maybe you are still in that solopreneur, like grindy sort of stage. And I love that stage. And I lived in it for so unbelievably long. And so maybe for you, it's a little bit about rejigging, like, okay, what tools and services am I already paying for? Because it's so weird. Like, I would pay like $20 a month for something, but I'm like, oh my goodness, the person $20 a month, what? Actually look at, you know, the paid services and the free services that you're utilizing and make sure you're utilizing them to the best of your capability. So if you're using Trello, maybe you need to look at, you know, I'm going to refer a couple people to Trello. I'm going to get Trello Gold and then like I'll set up Buffer or Butler and all this other stuff. Am I utilizing it to the best of my abilities? Am I using my ConvertKit account to the best of the abilities? You know, I'm actually tagging people. Am I sending weekly emails? Am I following through? Like, or do I have like half done sequences? Make sure that you're really optimizing those tools and that support staff that you have. That is how you step into a CEO as a solopreneur. Like, for example, I have Smarter QE. And I got it super, super early in the beta. And like, I haven't had to pay for it. So it's one of those, like, you don't pay for it, you don't utilize the things. And I'm like, it's just like sitting here going to waste. Like that is part of like that stepping into sort of like a CEO mode. It's like, okay, either myself or again, now I have someone to help me out. Finally, like we need to get our smarter QE game like back on point, guys, because it was just, even though I wasn't paying for it, like, why wouldn't I use it? Okay. So that can be for you guys as well. Because again, I wanted to make this actionable for everyone because I realized we're all at different stages of business. The third one, I feel like this is everybody. I want to work more on my Instagram game. So I have some students that are crushing it on Instagram. I love their stories. They are growing their follower counts by like genuine people. And I was like very opposed to Instagram for a while, especially when it was very like curated content and very like perfect. But now they can just show up and almost be like your entertaining hot mess express self, especially on stories. I'm like, I'm there. So I'm stepping up my stories game. Sometimes they're nice, like as in pretty, and other times it's just like me and chatting. But I've been doing stories pretty much on the daily, and I was like, not enough people are seeing this. I want more people to see them and interact with me and have fun with me here, because I can have more fun there than I can on Facebook. So like my feed, I've been starting to like pour over to Facebook, which it seems to be doing okay, just so my business page doesn't look bare. And so I'm starting to like work on a process. If I try to like tell myself, oh, I'm gonna, you know, do a wall post, as they're called, every day, like I just won't. I have a weird, again, maybe it's a mindset issue I need to work on. I was like, oh, is my caption good enough to be on the wall as opposed to a story? So weird, I know. So I'm trying to work on at least posting there like 3 times a week. Again, you guys know, like I was on the Infopreneur Summit and the Boss Lady Summit as well, or Rebel Boss Summit, excuse me, with Eden Fry. Listen to her episode, by the way. I'll go ahead and put a link to it in the show notes about how she turned a total flop of a launch into like a cash cow. It's basically how she turned a course into a membership site, and it worked out super, super well. Eden's is episode number 54, What to Do When Your Launch is a Flop. Definitely listen to her episode. It was a really, really good one. So that's sort of the stuff that I'm working on, and when it comes to Instagram and all that funness. So where we're at, guys, it is finishing up the content for my paid course. That's what I'm focusing on for the most part in the first couple weeks of May. Being a better leader, and like I said, for you, even if you've got no teammates, maybe it's utilizing your tools better. The third one is growing the old Instagram, because I'm really, really loving Insta stories right now. I really wish more of you would come play with me there. I know it sounds desperate, but it's true. The fourth one, guys, is growing Inbox Besties and incorporating more of you in it. So, guys, that's stuff like asking for a rating and review. So leave me a rating and review wherever you're listening. If you can leave one on Stitcher, do it. If you can leave one on Spotify, do it. Tell a friend. Go ahead and let's get more besties. The other thing is actually having like those voicemails from you and actually reading my rating and reviews and running fun contests and all that sort of stuff. So I really have big, big plans for Inbox Besties. I will say, especially pre-launch. So in March, our download numbers were huge. And then we sort of took a step back a little bit in April. And I feel like I wasn't promoting it enough. So that's really sort of key here, is I need to get better myself at promoting, seeing those gaps. Again, now that I've got people to help, why aren't I doing it? So we addressed sort of all of those issues and really getting myself onto more podcasts as well, because I feel that is the best way, bar none, to get podcast. And so my goal for May, since there is 31 days, is to pitch 31 podcasts. I'm not going to pitch one every single day, especially like because I know that I'm batch recording, which we're going to talk about in a second. I'm batch recording most of my episodes in the next couple of weeks, so that way I can take the summer off, and that's how most podcasters are. So instead of pitching one podcast every single day, I picked a day, it's gonna be Wednesdays, which is when this goes live, where I need to pitch. I think it ends up being, because like there's 5 Wednesdays, at least 6 podcasts a week, but I'm gonna probably like change the numbers around and float around, but I need to have pitched at least 31 different ones. So I'm very excited for that. I think the biggest thing that was holding me back is I'm like, I need to come up with like 100 different topic ideas, because what if everyone picks the same one? And then I realized it, because on, at least on iTunes, you can actually search a person's name and it'll tell you like all the podcasts that they've been on. And so, especially with like other copywriters, again, you know, see what your competition's doing. Most of them tend to talk about like the same topic all the time. So I'm like, you know what? I think that I'm going to come up around with maybe like 5 different, possibly 6 for the even numbered different, you know, topics that I want to talk about. I think I'm going to do 6, and then it'll be like, you know, in one pitch, it'll be like 3 topics, and the next pitch will be the other 3. And like, so I'll divide it up into people, because it's really important when you're pitching podcasts to actually have content ideas, not just be like, hey, I want to talk about like email marketing or like passive income or like copywriting, you know what I mean? So to be able to give the host some choices, we'll be able to do that as well. So I'm super excited for that. I'll let you know how that goes, guys. It's going to be running an experiment, how many people I hear back from, what's going on. Again, probably not the best time of the year to do it, but now is better than never. And the last one, number six, which is the big daddy of the projects that we'll be working on. I mean, obviously, you know, finishing up the course, like that's like the most priority number one, and like being a better leader, like all that stuff is going on in the background. But what we are really leading to here, guys, is number six, which is really upgrading and really rejudging my automation. Since I said, like I said, my goal was to really take a big step back in July. Even though I make sales every single day, I actually made two while we were filming this episode of my EZS offers. It's really about going up and tidying them up, what I see about what I don't have, you know, a path to profit for, that sort of scenario. So I want to make sure that that's settled and going and that I have all cylinders running for the next couple of months. So basically, I'll say that I'm not going to create anything new for the next like 2 months, but like, who knows, I'll probably end up wanting to do like some pop-up coaching. I know that I'm shutting down the doors to my 3-month coaching package, The Difference Maker, because I don't want to have any clients during July, just straight up honest with you guys. So that'll probably come back more towards September and all that fun stuff. But I'll like pop up like little promotions and stuff like that. But I really want to work on the assets that I have created, like Ditch Your Itch, the audio boot camp. I'll go ahead and I'll put a link to it down below, katedoster.com/ditch. You're going to notice that that bad boy, if you're listening to this in real time, just goes to a checkout page. It needs a sales page. I need some content. I need some better promoting. I want to do like ads for it. So really what we're working on here now, especially that I have Love Your List and I have my product suite almost the way that I want it. I do have my One Click Funnels course, which if you guys are a part of, it does need to get a refresh, a rebranding. I want to rework the content a little bit of it. I'm going to pull it primarily from the Love Your List. So again, multitasking, but it does, I do want to revamp it a little bit. So I want to make sure like my product suite is almost sort of set for what I'm considering like my backbone core offers. So like Love Your List, I know this done is settled. Email Marketing Fairy, obviously, sells like gangbusters, love it. So what I'm going to actually do for my Email Marketing Fairy is, as you guys know, if you sign up for any of my freebies, like Freebies That Sell and Serve, 2 years worth of email ideas, which we'll put a link to all those in the show notes, I have an EZS offer, or as I call it, a one-click funnel, on my thank you page where you can get it, I think it's like 35% off, I want to say, something like this. So at the time of this recording, and again, prices can change, guys, so just realize this. At the time, Email Marketing Fairy right now, if you just buy it right off the website, it's $36. On the thank you page, it's $22. And so I'm playing around with the idea of offering people a second chance at a discount. It will never be like that $22 again, but I'm playing around with the idea of maybe like making it like $30, like giving people like, okay, they've been on my list, you know, they've gone through my welcome series. I'm still a little bit in my head trying to decide what I want to do with Love Your List. It's still, I think, going to be open, closed, launch twice a year, but it might get an automated webinar, just straight up honest with you guys, calling it an on-demand class. So I'm thinking of offering people sort of a second chance to get a discount if people hadn't purchased already for the Email Marketing Fairy. I'll let you know how that pans out. I'm trying to figure out like time-wise how that goes on. And how I feel like integrity-wise, and I actually think I feel pretty good about it. I know some people are like, oh, discounts suck or never discount, but like, I don't mind it. I don't mind them at all. So like that is going to be something that is working on here in automations, reworking just those funnels in general, both either with the additional offers or not. I can tell you right now that trailing for traffic, the way that it's set up, I'm going to completely rechange that automation, like completely. So I had it focused originally on like using Facebook groups and and like posts and stuff like that. And like I wasn't really showing the benefits of how to use Trello. So like that I want to get reworked. Trailing for traffic, it's still going to say $24. I still think that it's just going to have that one EZS price. I'm not going to offer an additional discount on it because it's underpriced as it is. You all know this. So this is really the kind of stuff that I'm working on. I know this was a very longer episode and it's super rambly, but I figured maybe you wanted to know. So just to kind of wrap this up and put with a bow, I really thought to myself, and I'm going to encourage you to do this too, not necessarily what do you want this month, but even if it's like, what would June Kate like to have in order to make her life easier? So, you know, what does June Amanda need to have so that way July you're actually working towards that? Like, what's her desire? I'm not saying that like I can't call it in and happen, but I'm really starting to actually think a little bit more about the future. Like, what I want to feel and what I want to have and the feelings and the experiences and all of that sort of stuff, rather than just being like really granular, like, oh, I want a book, or oh, I want to run a giveaway, or oh, I want this, this, and this. It's a little bit more of a wider picture, a little bit more of a mix of both. And I think that that's why this makes such a really great podcast. Like I said, I know this one is like so totally different than what we normally do. Try to keep it succinct and hilarious for you guys. But like I said, this is really just kind of a sitting down. We're planning our month together. Really, if you're listening to it this far, what? Some action questions to ask yourself is, you know, what do I truly desire to have happen this month, next month, in the next couple months? What do I want my summer to look like for all my Aussies? Like, what do I want my winter to look like? What would make my life easier? How could things be better? You know, also look at like seasonal wise. So like if you're in the space where, you know, it's a lot of barbecues and like bathing suit weather, then you want to make sure your content's around that. You know, do I have products that when people buy them, they love them, like ditch the itch, but I do nothing to promote them. So we need to kind of work on those things as well. I hope that you guys have an amazing May. Make sure guys that you slide into my DMs over on Instagram, Kate_Doster, and leave me your victories. So that way you can be a bestie of the week. Keep on leading those ratings and reviews. I'll probably have more updates probably next week on what we're going to do with the review contest, but I have a feeling it's going to be something like anytime someone like leaves a review, like for the month, we're going to have a drawing of, it's either probably going to be a Starbucks or like an Amazon gift card. I'm thinking about like a $25 Amazon gift card. So yeah, I'm going to commit to that right now. Go ahead and leave a rating and review if you have already left one. And I know sometimes iTunes does not let you change it. Take a screen grab of it. Email me kate@katedoster.com. There, I can have a little link to that in the show notes as well. So that way I know it's you, and I'm going to create like a master spreadsheet with everyone's contact information. But from now on in, when you go ahead and leave your rating and reviews, make sure you just leave your Instagram handle. So that way I'll just be able to DM you. That way you're not like leaving your email address on a review. Make sure I know it so that way you guys are entered to win. And yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to $25 Amazon e-gift card every month. There's going to be one winner out of all of the reviews, guys. So get your review in early so you have the absolute most chances. And I will talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review before you leave. I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.